on being invisible. On being invisible. What does it mean to be invisible? Many people go through life completely invisible. Nobody knows they are alive. Nobody knows they're doing anything. Nobody knows they exist. And nobody knows anything about them because they don't know anything about themselves. Do you want to be invisible? Do you want to be unseen by all in the world? Do you want to live your life in a special coma, in a special experience where only you know it's you, where only you know what's going on? Think about it. Everyone can be invisible if they choose. Everyone can live a life of being invisible, having the whole world be unaware of who they are and what they are. They're just like a snowflake that is visible and yet invisible. It's one of an infinite number of snowflakes. Well, you and I are one of an infinite number of humanity, one of an infinite number of divinity, one of an infinite number of the allness of the universe. What is it that we really want out of life? Do we want to be visible? Do we want to be seen? Do we want to be known? Or do we want to be so one as all that we have no individuality? We are totally invisible. Now, for most of us, that would be a hard decision to make for ourselves, to be invisible. It'd be a hard decision to say, I am invisible to the world. I'm invisible to all life. I'm invisible to all. I walk down the street and no one knows I'm there. I walk into stores and I walk into businesses and I go through life being completely unknown to the rest of the world. Nobody knows who I am and what I am. Well, in fact, that is the truth about who we each are. We each are 100% invisible. We think we're visible. We think we participate in being a human being. We think we participate in being in the world. But are we really? Are we really in this world? Are we really aware of who we are in this world? Is anyone else aware of who we are in this world? Does anyone truly know our divinity? Does anyone truly know our humanity? Does anyone truly know the allness of who you are and who I am? And the fact is, no one does. No one does because, number one, they don't know who they are. Humanity has no idea whatever what it really is. Humanity is merely an expression of the moment. Divinity is an expression of the allness. And in the divinity, the allness, we are all known, but we are all not known. We are all understood and we are all not understood. We are all seen and we are all unseen. We are all unseen because we are one as all. In the allness, there is no uniqueness. There is no separateness. There is no individuality. And if we live in the allness, which is our reality, we will be totally unknown to ourselves and the rest of the world. We will be invisible indeed. Now you say, well, that's just copying the question. That's just dishonoring the real question here. If you're seen, if you're known, if you're observed, then you're not invisible. If people can see a raindrop or see a snowflake, it's not invisible. If people can, but how much of the raindrop do you see? How much of the snowflake do you see? How much of each individual that's in your life do you see? How many people have you met as you went through your life? You may be only a year old, and already you've met many people. Already you've met your family, you've met other people who have come into your life for whatever reason. And though you say you know them, though you say you are one as them, though you say you are individual and they are individual, and do you really know them? If you were visible, truly visible, you would be like the stamp itself. You'd be like the template on which all is designed. And no one is a template on which all is designed. No one in the universe is the format on which all is brought forth into being. If we live in our universal allness, which is our true self, if we live in our universal self, what happens to us? Are we living to be known by other people? Are we living to be seen by other people? Are we living to make an impact in the world of other people? Or are we being ourselves and having fun? Are we so invisible that every fun thing that we do is known only to us? Every fun thing we do is known only in our world. Be yourself and have fun. What does it mean to be yourself, your divine self? If each of us are our divine self, and we are, and we can never escape that, if each of us are our divine self, what are we doing? How are we expressing our divine self? Each one of us being our divine self, we have no interest whatsoever in what another person is doing. We are so significantly, honorably, sincerely living our own life that we are not an example to other beings. We are a representation of the divine within us. And so as we are a representation of the divine within us, we see all in our world an expression of that divine that's within us. We do not see other people different from us, for if we see other people different from us, then we are that difference that we see them. And when we see all people exactly like we see ourselves, then we see no one, because there is no one to see. There is no one to be in our world, and we live our wonderful, complete, divine world. Be yourself. What is yourself? Yourself is your divine self. Yourself is your creative, divine creative ingenuity that you are. It is the special being that you are. And this special being, if you truly are living that special being, which you can do, you are invisible to everyone else because everyone else is living that same divine beingness that you are, that same integrity that you are. It is not human, it is divine. And being divine, it is being magnificent. And being magnificent, it is not seen, but it is felt, it is known. It is the essence of who we all are. Be yourself. What self is it that you are? Yourself is that pure being, that pure lovely being who has no interest in what other people are doing, only to love them and bless them as yourself. And as you do this, it is the greatest joy, the greatest delight, the greatest bliss, the greatest fulfillment that your life could ever have. And it is that fulfillment right now, that bliss right now, that divine reality right now, which you are and I am. On being invisible, that means that we are one as all. That means that we are the divine essence of the universe being fully manifest and expressed right now. We like to look at the life of the Master Jesus and say, oh, look at the experiences he went through. He portrayed himself as a human being. He portrayed himself as a divine being. He portrayed himself as being the allness. He taught us all those things. He taught it to us step by step. And as he taught it to us step by step, we sometimes linger on the earlier steps, on the steps of being seen. But then, when we enter into the oneness of all, we are no longer seen. We're no longer known. We're no longer doing anything except to be ourselves and have fun. And have fun is our divine purpose. Not having fun, we are visible. Having fun, we are absolutely invisible to all in the world, save to the joyous self which we are, the joyous majesty that we are, the joyous beings that we are. And this is why I can say with all my heart and soul and being that I love you, I love you, I love you, because I see only my divine self out there, in there, around me. That's all that exists, is me. And you exist only as you. Enjoy that now. Be aware of it now and delight in it now, for it is your reality now.